Welcome to level 4. That's fantastic. Congratulations. Now, I'm hoping somewhere in the middle of, let's say, level 3, you started to notice something pretty awesome, which is when you learn stuff, your knowledge doesn't increase linearly. It starts to compound. You start to make connections between various things you understand, and the rate actually increases. It's really pretty amazing. It's like investors always talk about compounding interest, that if you make a fixed percentage of $100 and then you're talking about $200, $300, the percentage is the same, but the increase grows exponentially. I think knowledge is the same way. I think when you start to get enough sort of depth in a subject, you start to make connections between things. So hopefully you're starting to notice that now that you've got a pretty decent sized toolkit you've built up and a pretty decent sized level of expertise in these companies. And I find that really satisfying. I really enjoyed that part. Okay, so level 3 was a bit of a grab bag. A lot of, I think, interesting companies, bicycles, coffee, things like that. Level 4 is going to get back into a bit more of theory. And, a lot of the theory we've talked about so far is digital economics, and then this idea of digital platforms, but mostly applied to marketplaces, applied to e-commerce. Well, it turns out there's quite a few different types of digital platforms that are not marketplaces. And there's a lot of very successful companies that build off these. So we're going to start to talk about those, which I think are really, really cool. But then I think all of this is really cool. So in level 4, we will talk about KOLs. We'll talk about the fact that so much of what I've talked about has been about the business model, has been about strategy. It's like putting the pieces of your business together instead of having warehouses and distribution and manufacturing like in an old school business. Now we have things like platforms and network effects and switching costs and all that. Okay, that's sort of internal to the company, but the customer-facing aspect of this, how do you go to market, how do you reach your customers? It's not just businesses that have been changing with digital. Customers have been changing. Customers aren't random people walking in the shopping mall anymore. They all have smartphones and they're all connected to each other. So a lot of what's going on is the fact that your customers, this is often consumers, but it can be B2B customers as well. They're interacting with each other more than you're interacting with them. So the connections between parts of the ecosystem and your customers are changing rapidly. So we're going to talk about how that plays out, which is a lot of things like virality, word of mouth, online influencers, what I call the China's digital consumer network. And if you recall, in the first steps, one of the first things I asked you to do was learning goal number 12, which was about TikTok and audience builder as a platform business model. Okay, we're going to do that step over because I think you're going to realize there's a lot more going on there than we talked about in the first step. So we'll talk about why TikTok has been so powerful on the consumer side. We'll talk about word of mouth, virality. We're going to start talking about something called collaboration platforms, which is, if marketplace platforms are a lot about letting you connect as a consumer with a merchant or vice versa, collaboration platforms are about letting you coordinate a complicated activity with someone else, another company, which is a lot of what's happening on the B2B side, is companies are learning to work together and employees within a company are learning to work together by using platforms that help them connect and collaborate. So that's a whole nother type of digital platform, and that's companies like Slack, Zoom, Alibaba, DingTalk, WeChat Work. A lot of this stuff, enterprise digital, is about collaboration platforms, which is another type of digital platform, very different than marketplace platforms like, Amazon. Although Amazon actually does both. I mean, their AWS business is a collaboration platform. Their marketplace business, selling stuff, is a marketplace platform. So a lot of companies are doing both. And then we'll talk a little bit about different types of services platforms. Like a lot of what we've talked about for marketplace platforms like Alibaba, it's selling physical goods. Well, selling services like restaurants and hotels and plane flights, those are all services. Those platforms are actually kind of different. So we'll talk about them. And that will get us through learning goal 15. So we're going to do again 5 learning goals for level 4, just like we did 5 learning goals for level 3, 5 learning goals for level 2. And that will get us up to 15, which is that's a pretty good toolkit. That's pretty great. And it's going to get more interesting, I think. And again, this should take you about 3 months. So try and do 1 to 2 learning goals per month, in addition to listening to the regular podcasts, reading the daily articles, and I know I'm sending out a lot of content on a weekly basis. I don't expect you actually to do all of it. I try and write these things, especially the daily articles, because people get busy during the week, and you get another email in your box, and you're like, oh man, another email. You'll notice I kind of write those in a way that they can be skimmed, because I find myself, there are certain periods of time where I'm just busy and I'm mentally not in the right space to learn new things. And by the time it gets to Friday, I've got 20 emails that I've skipped over that week. And then maybe I sit down on Saturday morning with a cup of coffee and I go through them. Or I listen to a podcast. And I find podcasts kind of get me in the mood. I go to the gym, I listen to the podcast. And then maybe if I'm in the right mood, then I dig into those emails that have piled up. So I know I'm kind of overloading you with content during the week a little bit. So wait till you're in the right mood. Wait till you're mentally, you've got the mental bandwidth to do that. And I find sometimes I'm just not mentally there. I just want to veg out and watch the TV. And I'm not ready to learn. And then when I feel that moment arrive, then I open up my email box and I go through them. So anyways, that's normal. It's for everybody. If you're not there mentally, you're just overloaded at work, give yourself some slack. Give yourself some free time. Maybe if you feel that way, just listen to the podcast and let the email sit for a while. I do that actually kind of on a regular basis. When I'm not mentally there, I just listen to podcasts, so I learn a little bit. But it's not till I feel that sort of energy come back that I dig into the content and I start making my notes again. I wax and wane. It's a little like going to the gym. Some days, you go and you really work out well and you're making a lot of progress. And other days, it's just like, dude, just get there, run on the treadmill for 20 minutes. That's enough. Fine. I'm not mentally there right now. So anyways, you'll see that I kind of do that. Okay, so that's level 4. Think 3 months to compete. There's a graphic. If you look at the graphic I've sent you, you'll see the 4 line, the 4 levels are sort of going up to the right. You should see the progress, feel the progress. That's awesome. Keep going. You're doing awesome. Keep going.